to order, please. Is there anyone that would like to volunteer to give the prayer this morning? Don, please, thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. Ask your blessings on this meeting today to give us wisdom and knowledge in making our decisions, Lord. Thank you for this great country. We pray for freedom in it, Lord, and be with each one traveling today. Protect them as they go their ways. In Christ's name and for his sake. Amen.
Amen. Join me in our pledges to the United States and Texas flags.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Okay, let the record reflect that all members of court are present today. Commissioners, I would entertain a motion to approve our court agenda.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Under proclamations and resolutions, we have the presentation of the Employee of the Month Award for January.
Sorry. Good morning, Judge.
Good morning,
Commissioners. This is the presentation for January 2017. I'm going to ask Bruce Gessler to come up to present that award.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Bruce. Good morning.
I would like to introduce you all to our January Employee of the Month, Mr. Miguel Sanchez. I have a big mouth, so I'm not going to use the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you all a little bit about Mr. Miguel. He has no idea why he's here. He thinks he's here for a training. We told him a little bit of experience to get him here today. But I just want to tell you all a little bit about this outstanding young man. Miguel is an inspirational officer who maintains an enduring and passionate commitment to the youth of Montgomery County. His boss describes him as a go-getter, team player, motivator, and a great person to work with, who not only focuses on his responsibilities, but is always quick to jump in and help his coworkers. Miguel is the epitome of a great child care worker and strives to prove to our kids that they are worthy. Miguel does an outstanding job at pointing out to our kids their positive strengths, which is an awesome characteristic, especially for our kids who see so much negativity and despair in their lives. Miguel has been instrumental in the creation of a talent show for our probation kids. Miguel worked tirelessly to organize the event, including getting speakers together, securing a location, and rehearsing with our kids. And he also played the role of master ceremony. Needless to say, the show was a huge hit. We are so pleased to have Miguel on our team and so happy that he's being recognized for his outstanding effort as Employee of the Month. And on top of all that, y'all, he's a Navy veteran. Yeah. So let's hear it, Mr. Miguel.
I'm assuming he didn't want to make a speech. All right, congratulations.
Thank you all very much.
Congratulations.
Well done. All right, under County Clerk, Commissioners, we need to approve our Commissioners Court minutes from our regular session dated December 13th.
Move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We also need to approve our Commissioners Court minutes from our regular session dated December 20th.
Move.
Thank you.
Aye. Motion carries. Commissioners, under consent, I don't have any items to pull off unless one of you have an item you'd like to pull off for consideration. I would entertain a motion for approval of our consent agenda.
I move on consent.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we'll have a time for citizens to comment on items that are on today's agenda. I'll read this brief statement or a couple of statements here. We now entertain public comment for items on today's agenda. Please state your name and topic of your comment before beginning your remarks. Public comment may not exceed 3 minutes, and questions or concerns about the operations of Montgomery County programs may be referred to the department heads or elected officials. Texas open meeting law prevents the court from deliberating or taking action on matters raised in public comment. And there's another brief statement here I'd like to read, just reminding people. It is not the intention of this Montgomery County Commissioner's Court to provide a public forum for the demeaning of any individual or group. Neither is it the intention of the court to allow members of the public to insult the honesty or integrity of the court as a body or members of the court individually. Accordingly, profane, insulting, threatening language directed to the court or members of the court will not be tolerated. If this occurs, it may result in the cancellation of the speaker's remaining time and or removal from the courtroom. I only have one person that signed up for an item that's on today's agenda that I see. It's Mr. Yollick.
Well, I'll do mine at the end.
Okay.
Thank you, Judge.
Okay.
Excuse me, Judge, I just signed up for item 14, Mr.
Heath. I'm sorry, yeah, Mr. Heath, you did, yes. Item 15. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, as a handout, I provided Judge and Commissioners, good morning. It's Adrian Heath talking here about item 14, which is MUD 128. MUD 128 is not unlike its sister, MUD 130. And the problem I have today is, and I ask you not to approve the subdivision of MUD 128. MUD 130, for example, they had voters come in from out of nowhere. We don't know why or what induced the voters to come and vote in an election last May 2016 and approve $2 billion of bonds in the Magnolia area. I provided you a handout which has a drawing of the residents of the voter in MUD 130, and you see the permit number, the Montgomery County permit number is written at the top there, and you can verify this with that number. But on the permit, they wrote voter home to be on site for residency, removed after 5/7/16, successful election completion and lease. Now, even when President Bush voted and registered to vote in the Houstonian, they didn't pull the hotel out from under him, you know, once he had voted. The other matter is that on the back of the handout that I gave you, there's a page of the utility reimbursement agreement between the developer in that MUD and the board. And item 311 is a waiver of governmental immunity. Now, I'm concerned that these two instances that I'm giving will repeat in MUD 128. Judge, Commissioners, would you sign away the governmental immunity of Montgomery County without the voters knowing? There's no voters in those MUD districts, and yet appointed boards signed away the governmental immunity of that agency. I hope you'll consider it, and I hope you will not approve this MUD until you can investigate these issues and take them seriously. I hope you will take them seriously. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Is there anyone that would like to address the court on an item that is on today's agenda? Okay. Moving forward, we go to item 11A. Commissioners, I put this on the agenda. At the end of this month, Richard Tram's term expires on the Lone Star Water Board. For those that would like to consider someone else to be placed on that board, we need to have those names at our next commissioner's court. So I wanted to make that notification to you. It's not an action item today, just an information item. I feel a little bit awkward appointing anyone to this board. I'm in agreement that there should be elected positions, and we'll contact our legislators and express that concern as well. But as far as today, I just wanted to bring to your attention that term is expiring. If you have individuals you'd like to have considered, please bring them to the court next commissioner's court session. Any questions or comments?
Will do.
Okay. Constable Precinct 1.
Good morning. Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be here this morning representing the men and women of the Precinct 1 Constable's Office. I would like to consider and approve closing position 5511-8910-1.1, Chief Deputy Constable, open position 5511.8555.1, Administrative Manager 2, with a salary of $58,000 per year and a cell phone allowance of 400 $79.96.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Second item, transfer $10,485.67, salary and benefits for position 5511.8910.1, chief deputy constable to position 5511.7815.1, captain constable.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The third would be transfer $58,000 salary and benefits from and $479.96 self-allowance from 5511.8910.1 chief deputy constable to 5511.8555.1 administrative manager.
Move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And the last would be hold the remaining funds of $48,401 in line item 5511.7102 and associated benefits until a review has been conducted of our staffing needs.
So this is your saving from doing these changes that you've made in Precinct 1?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? You're going to use that to kind of see it as things move. You may want to come back and restructure some
yes,
more.
Yes, sir.
Good. Good deal.
Thank you, Constable.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank
Thanks,
you,
Constable. Next, we have purchasing.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Hi, George.
On item 13A, take all appropriate action to approve accepting the rebate check from Bybor in the amount of $35,107.06 to recognize the Montgomery County participation during the fiscal year 2015-2016 for purchasing department.
Move. Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Gentlemen, can your motion include what to do with those funds? Normally we would put that in contingency.
Who made the motion?
I amend that to be moved to contingency.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item 13B, take an appropriate action to approve granting a discretionary exception for a professional service as presented on the agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Item 13C, take an appropriate action to approve the implementation for the internal ethics and compliance program to meet requirement for existing and pending grants for public safety under TxDOT. And I have Ms. Anson here next to me to answer any questions you may have.
Move.
Second.
Okay.
Rebecca, what is that?
Go ahead.
This is a new monitoring compliance program from TxDOT that they're implementing on our existing and future public safety grants.
Okay.
This is going to be due February 7th, and they gave us an extension, so that's why we came to the court to see what we can do about getting.
Do we have language for the requirement?
We do have language.
Okay.
I've been working with the county attorney's office to get something drafted up to come back next court to get something approved.
So originally on December 30th, Rebecca was notified that there were certain grants that the county receives that requires us to make certain certifications. One of those is that we have an internal compliance program, and it has certain specific requirements related to policies such as records retention, fraud, equal opportunity, sexual harassment, conflicts of interest. We have a lot of those policies already contained within our handbook. We also adopted an ethics guidelines last April. However, the requirements of this grant go farther than that, and they actually require training and record keeping of those training and some additional hours. In order to meet those grant requirements, we need to basically look to make sure that we have an ethics policy and an internal compliance program in place that we could certify to the state so that we are eligible to receive those funds.
What does the process look like? I mean, is it online, or I don't get.
For the training?
What's required, yeah.
For the training, we need to have someone appointed to be over the training. Now, how you conduct that training is up to the court. If you want to do an online training, when new employees become hired, they can do training then, but then we also have to go and train current employees as well. So it's however the court decides to implement that.
That's something HR would do.
I'm sorry, Judge, go ahead. But just so we can conduct that during orientation, but we also need to go back and
yes, sir. And it needs to be periodic. So we need to decide how many, is it going to be yearly, that kind of
And you're going to let us know that next court?
Yeah.
What the process is?
Is that something that HR would do, the training, or risk management, or HR?
So this immediately affects two grants. One is the DA's grant, the DWI grant, and then there's also the Sheriff's Office has grants.
It's going to affect the Constable Precinct 4, because that's a pass-through TxDOT. It comes through HGAC, so that will also be impacted.
So countywide, all departments, all employees?
We think it would be better for the whole county to have the policy instead of just the individual departments, just in case another state agency decides to do something similar. We're covered.
Do we need action on this today, or just direction to go ahead and...
No, we need direction as to how you would like us to come up with this policy. Is this something that you would like us to continue, the county attorney's office continuing to work with Rebecca to ensure compliance on? In the past, you'd also named outside counsel, and there were talks of a committee before to do something like this. What is it that you would like us to do to meet the requirements of the grant going forward? We have a quick timeline on turnaround for this. It was originally due on the 20th. It is now due by February 7th. If you'd like us, Rebecca and the county attorney's office could bring back a recommendation at the next court.
Yes.
So we're talking training every employee in Montgomery County that works in the county?
Yes.
Be quite a process.
I'd like to see a draft of that before we come back so we could review it, maybe get some input.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about going for HR, that's an employee down. This seems to imply that it would be starting a commissioner's court down. And so I don't think it's me, it's an opportunity. And instead of going to basic, you know, let's push big on this. Let's go beyond just mere basics and let's do it and have something else.
Lamy, why don't you work with Rebecca and get that put together and bring back to court on the 24th?
I'll bring it back.
Okay.
Thank
good.
You.
Any other questions or comments, Commissioner? So we don't need any action then?
We don't need any action today.
Okay.
We will need action very shortly in order to meet that February 7th
deadline. You'll have that
deadline.
Something by the 24th that's
yes.
substantial and okay.
And we will provide the court with a copy prior to that so that you have time for thoughtful consideration.
Thank you.
Okay. Good. Thank you, George. All right. Now I need to recess our commissioner's court for a public hearing, first in Precinct 2.
Consider and approve establishing a no parking zone on both sides of Greenfield Forest Drive from 1488 to 1,000 feet south of 1488. Anyone here to discuss that?
Hi, my name's Amanda Van Dyke. I live in Greenfield Forest Estates, and we had a new business established at the entrance to our subdivision, and they have been parking on both sides of our street going into our subdivision, which makes it dangerous for cars to get in and out. We have a curb leading into our subdivision, and when you try to turn into the subdivision because cars are parked on both sides of the street, you can no longer see who's coming at you. And I have pictures showing our curve going from the street around, but even at night, you have people coming in, walking on both sides. I can pass these around if you need them. And because there's cars on both sides, you can't actually see the stop sign at the street to know who's there. So if there's emergency vehicles trying to come down or you're trying to leave, you have the potential of hitting people. Also, we have where people are parking actually at the street itself, past the fence into the easement, and so you can't see past the cars at the street to turn. So we'd like to consider having a no parking zone on both sides of the street so that for
that's
safety
what we'll
reasons.
Do right here.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
You going to take this in BD?
Yes, I will, Commissioner. Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. On 14A2 is to consider an order, approve an order closing, abandoning, and vacating a portion of First Street right-of-way. This is in the Royal Oaks on 1488 subdivision. The petition is filed with you, it is really the tail end of First Street, and my understanding is it was never built, even though the entire subdivision was taken into county maintenance many, many years ago. There's one property owner that owns all the lots on both sides of the street and just wants to close it off in order to build and complete a commercial building there. We've received no objections. We had one inquiry from a property owner, just wanted to make sure it didn't affect them.
Anyone else here to discuss that?
Okay, Precinct 4.
Consider and approve establishing an all-way stop control at the Triangle Ridge Drive and Woodridge Parkway intersection. Is anyone here to discuss that?
Okay, seeing none, we now need to adjourn our public hearing and reconvene Commissioner's Court. Are any of those items actionable today?
Yes, Judge, I believe all of them all are actionable of them? Today.
Okay. Judge, I move on 14A, 1 and 2, and B1.
And I move as well on B1.
Well, he had B1.
You got me covered, Charlie. Thank you.
Second. All right. We have a motion and a second. Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. Precinct 1, Commissioner.
Consider and approve a request from Schwartz, Page, and Harding for division of Montgomery County Municipal Utility District Number 128 and the creation of the following. MUD 128A, 128B, and 128C. BD, are there any issues with this that you know of?
No, Commissioner, none that I know of. This is an existing MUD that is dividing into three in order to, from their directors apparently, feel it's a better service to divide it into three.
I move.
Second.
Thank you.
Questions or comments, Commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, we now need to recess our Commissioner's Court for executive session under Article 551.074. Let's reconvene our Commissioner's Court. There's no action necessary out of executive session. Next item is our citizens' comment portion of the agenda for people that want to talk about anything that's not on today's agenda. In order to just save some time, I think everybody was here. I'm not going to reread those statements that I read before, but they're both still in effect. So 3 minutes for those that would like to address court about items not on today's agenda. Now, I had a couple of people signed up. Crossen, Paul Crossen.
Precinct 4. I'll copy that as well for the court. Paul Crossen, Precinct 4. I'm here to, with some of my neighbors here, to talk briefly about our a drainage project the county approved has been doing, but we haven't been happy with the timeline. It's been several delays, so I'm just going to read my letter I prepared for y'all, as well as have a copy of it for you there. Dear sirs, we feel that the timeline and the pace of events for our project is unnecessarily slow at a snail's pace and seems to be based on the whims of purely personal preferences. While the right decision was made in June and July to fix our drainage and flooding problems that has been created by ongoing land development that covered up two creeks that always had allowed water to naturally drain away the storm water. While that decision was the right one to make, the county is not following its own timeline to investigate, make the plans, and mitigate the problems based on the timeline that was presented originally and where we are at now. The weather waits on no one's timeline, and the land development continues around us with more diversion of water drainage by covering more and more of the natural creek beds right now as we speak here in court. We're asking the court, and especially Jim Clark, to communicate with us reasonably about the progress, as we are seriously fearful every time it rains hard that our houses and cars will flood again before the flooding problems are fixed. In all this time, since the threats of flooding and then the flooding that we experienced back in April and May of 2016, literally hundreds of emails, phone calls, messages,
Precinct 4 office visits have went unanswered by Jim Clark. I personally have only ever received one return phone call by Jim, and just a few weeks ago, my first ever returned email from Jim about our project. We had a neighborhood meeting on the first Thursday in October, set up by the engineering company that is doing the study part of the project. And the meeting was delayed for over a month from the time the company was ready to talk to us and get our input. In emails between the company and Jim Clark's office, we finally was able to get it scheduled and done. Then from that meeting, the company said they needed 2 to 3 weeks to absorb all the data and to get back with us to show us their findings. Nearly 3 weeks out, I called them and Jim Clark's office to arrange the meeting, but I was told it couldn't be arranged just yet. It was nearly Thanksgiving, so I waited until Monday after Thanksgiving and began the arduous task again of trying to reach Jim Clark by email or phone call, or even driving to the office to reach him, all of this to no avail. I want it noted that the folks in Jim Clark's office, all of them without exception, do genuinely care and try to help me any way they can. They say that they give him all my messages all the time. During this time to arrange our next meeting and only have the county not willing to meet up in a timely fashion, it rained again for several days straight. We got 7.5 inches of rain and our streets were covered up again. And my phone was blowing up from all my neighbors wondering what was going on with the project and why we haven't seen any tractors yet digging us out. Just a few weeks ago, I received my first ever email response from Jim stating that we have to wait till after Christmas, mid-January, to look things over and then arrange a meeting with our neighborhood to see where we are at.
You're 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay. I wanted to make sure y'all have a copy of that to read it in its entirety. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Next, we have Adrian Heath.
Judge, I have a handout. Is that okay?
Sure. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you for your patience. I just got 2 pages. Hopefully I get through it quickly. Please urge all elected officials, judges, ADAs, and deputies and the police to read the pro-law enforcement book, which I've just given to you. You have the right to remain innocent. Also, watch the author's video, Don't Talk to the Police, and you have the right to remain innocent. They're both free on YouTube. Now, as reported in The Courier, commenting on the ethics... On ethics, District Attorney Brett Ligon addressed 15 elected officials at a swearing-in ceremony where they swear that they will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and the laws of the United States and of this state, so help me God. And the District Attorney is reported to have admonished the elected officials thus, don't do anything that you wouldn't want your mother to know about or anything that you wouldn't want to take that you would want to take fifth before a grand jury. That publication, which frequently takes sides in its journalistic practice, failed to point out the statement is contradictory to the very oath that it was just administered, and it's a danger to the life, liberty, and property of our citizens. If ideas have consequences, then the innocent people of Montgomery County have much to fear from that statement made by a good district attorney who's not here now. In this regard, all elected officials must not ignore the ethical meaning of what he said. Test his admonition this way. Don't do anything that would make you want to invoke your Second Amendment rights, Judge. Don't do anything that would want to make you invoke your right to vote. Don't do anything that want to make you invoke your right to a trial by jury. There's no shame in exercising your Fifth Amendment right, and I'm not sure if he was directing his comments at this body. The comment clearly implies that the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution is an option only for guilty people. As explained in the book I just gave you, You Have the Right to Remain Innocent, this obscene double standard of criminal justice prosecutors and police to persuade you and your children to do the right thing and talk is used when they tell their own people to do the exact opposite, their own families. The Fifth Amendment is included in the Constitution to restrain overreaching government. The Fifth Amendment exists as a protection for innocent people, although others may use it. Like all God-given rights,
Mr. Heath,
there is no shame.
Your 3 minutes has expired.
Never be ashamed to use the Fifth Amendment, Judge, Commissioners. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments. Mr. Yalick.
Thank you, Judge Doyle. Commissioners, Happy New Year. My name is Eric Yalick. I'm from Precinct 3. The first Golden Hammer of 2017 goes to our county engineer, Mark Mooney. I noticed in the agenda today and some of the backup that there were some interesting payments that were made to a gentleman by the name of John Holsworth. And I think those payments were actually approved by the commissioner of Precinct 1 and one of the other commissioners. Now, what John Holsworth does is he has a contract which is open-ended, has no maximum amount to it, for on-call engineering services. And if you look at what that contract does, particularly in light of the fact that Mr. Mooney officially under the Texas Local Government Code and by the ruling of this body is the official road transportation engineer of Montgomery County. What Mr. Holsworth does, though, is basically he duplicates the job of Mark Mooney, who we pay a salary of $162,000 per year, and Mr. Holsworth is receiving payments that appear to be about $22,000 per month. Mr. Holsworth is completely duplicating the county engineer's office. And I discovered late last year that the county engineer's office is not overseeing the road project in the bond programs that the voters have approved, which is very disconcerting in and of itself. And I want to say, even though Mark Mooney is getting this golden hammer, I don't entirely blame him for this situation. I've known Mark for 2 decades. He's a good engineer. He's very capable in the job that he's doing, and he actually has some really good people inside the county engineer's office. But this money that we are paying to John Holsworth is nothing but a political engineer rat hole, and I hope that y'all are going to make sure it stops. Thank you. Happy New Year.
All right. Is there anyone that those were the only individuals that I had signed up to speak today? Is there anyone that would like to address the court on an item not on today's agenda? Okay. Commissioners, anything else that you have to add today?
I move we adjourn, Judge.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned.